It's a relatively new site in the National Park Service, and for most of us, you'll have to drive a ways through the woods to reach it. However, a venture to Michigan's Upper Peninsula will reveal a wealth of history and natural beauty. It's today's edition on the American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
In the mid-1800s, thousands of families began to immigrate to Michigan's Upper Peninsula to mine copper. Here in Calumet, miniature nations began to grow.
When these Finns and Swedes and Norwegians, and they all had spoken their native languages, you would naturally congregate around the people that you could understand. That's why they built their own churches in their own languages.
Carl Larson is a ranger at Keweenaw National Historical Park, a place that tells the story of the area. After some time, those language barriers began to dissolve and groups came together.
But they started to combine congregations. If you take a look and go downtown Calumet, you can still see a lot of the churches that are still standing.
It's an impressive drive to make downtown, where you'll find huge old churches, once the religious home to specific nationalities. Some sit empty, others have been renovated, and some still serve a church flock. This is a relatively new unit of the National Park Service.
Keweenaw National Historical Park became a national park in 1992, but we have 21 heritage sites that are affiliated with our park. A lot of them predate the park's establishment.
Those sites include the Porcupine Mountain State Park and many other cultural and historic sites. Many are quite popular with visitors to the region.
Some of our other heritage sites focus more on the mining, like a lot of the mining machinery. And we have 3 heritage sites that do underground tours, which I find very fascinating.
Those sites allow you to head underneath the earth to get an idea of what life was like bringing metal to the surface. It's a place with many great places to see on a variety of topics related to Copper Country. Traveling the countryside in Calumet, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.